After one, Warsaw leads Mishawaka here at the Cave, 20-8. We will get stats at halftime and after the game, not at the end of first and third quarters, just because of our proximity. We will get halftime stats and final stats, but because we're so far away, it'll take almost 5 minutes to get the stats printed out and get them up here to us. Pass in the lane, tipped away, grabbed by Mishawaka. Davidovich drives in, lost the handle of the ball. Bergen comes out of there with it for the Lady Tigers. Bricker up the near sidelines. Into the corner, Zartman. A catch and shoot three-pointer is right down the middle. Zartman with 2 3-pointers, now 47 on the season. And it's 23-18, Lady Tigers. Half a minute into the third. Long pass. Egoff got a hand on it and knocks it out of bounds into the Mishawaka bench. Again, she hasn't had a big role in the last two games. She'll definitely be needed here in the stretch drive and in the sectional. She has a role to play, and she's good at it. And it, again, you start talking about who starts and who doesn't, she's still going to play plenty of minutes. It's still going to have an impact on the game. But when you play a team like Mishawaka, when you play a team like Northridge, certainly when you play a team like South Bend Washington, you need more points, and Ava's not a big scorer. Dribbled to the right by Schaefer, then back to the middle to Handley. Handley lobs down for Davidovich. She got away from Zartman. She'll lean in and score again. 8 points for Kasia Davidovich. Quickly down court, Bergen right corner. Makes a move, drives in, got around Baumgartner. Shot it, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Baumgartner for Mishawaka. 23-10 Lady Tigers, 6:50 left to play, opening half. Three games in 8 days for the Lady Tigers. Schaefer drives in, ran into Bricker, heavy contact, no whistle, missed it, got her own rebound, put it back up, and they're going to call held ball. And the arrow is going to belong to Warsaw. That's where I'd like to see again. I'd like to see that replay because I'm not 100% sure what happened there. Schaefer got the rebound, and it looked like she was going to be able to go back up. But Lady Tiger got a hand on the ball. I thought there might have been a foul there, too. None was called. They clear out the left. This time Bricker gets inside and missed it. Bricker then taps the ball into the corner and out of bounds. It should be Mishawaka ball, and it will be. The Lady Tigers have missed a couple of opportunities here in the first 10 minutes of the game simply because they haven't used the backboard, which sounds very old man-ish of this broadcaster. But the truth is, they did not use the backboard. Peterson stole the inbounds and scores, and there's a foul. Schaefer's going to get the foul. Peterson stole the inbounds pass, which went from the corner almost directly underneath the basket. Peterson picked it off running forward. Schaefer tried to stop her. Peterson going to the free throw line looking for her 8 point of this first half. Free throw up and in. We'll say this about the insertion of Bricker into the starting lineup. It's moved Peterson to the shooting guard spot, and she has done nothing but flourish as the two guard. It's put a lot of pressure on Jocelyn, maybe that she wasn't counting on this year, but it has worked for just about every other way. Schaefer up the baseline, missed it. Winchester another rebound. Schaefer slow to get back into the play. Bricker lost the ball, flips it back to Peterson. Out top to Winchester, straight out. Right side, Zartman tries from 22, book it. Her third of the first half, her 48th of the season. 29-10 Warsaw, 5:45 left to play first half. Handley up the sidelines, into a trap. She's in trouble, throws a blind baseball pass. It's tip, and bodies go down. Davidovich underneath Bergen. Is everybody okay? Kasia comes out. Holding her chest, Bergen landed directly on her. Held ball, the arrow belongs to Mishawaka. And Kasia is staying in, she's okay. Baumgartner, who again isn't quite all the way back to full speed, will take a break. Here comes Neve Phillips into the game for Mishawaka. There's another new girl in there, but her hair's covering up her number. Left side, this is Addison Brew for three, no good. There's Davidovich again, right back up. Oh, she missed that one. And another rebound for Winchester. And a foul called. I have her unofficially for five rebounds here in the first quarter, not even a quarter and a half. The foul was on Addison Brew. That's her first. Bricker comes out. Delaney Villema's in the game for the Lady Tigers, who lead 29-10 with 5:25 left to play here in quarter two. Zartman looking for cutters. Oh, had Neely cutting and threw it across the top, and it's picked off. Davidovich races down and scores. Cross-court pass didn't make it to its target, and Warsaw's got the ball, leading 29-12. And by the way, Davidovich has 10 of their 12. Neely right side with a head fake and a drive in the lane. Pull-up 8-footer is good. Alexis Neely has found her scoring touch. That's 20 points in the last 2.5 games for her. Warsaw leads 31-12. Hanley deep in the backcourt, up the sideline. Zartman right there with her. Hanley keeps going right in front of the Warsaw bench. Out top for Schaefer. Schaefer against Neely. 30 feet from the basket. Off a screen to the left. Through the hands of Brew, but she's able to control it and keep it in bounds. Schaefer off a screen down to the baseline. Under the basket. Reverse layup is good. Schaefer and Davidovich have all 14 of their points. That's four for Schaefer. Cross-court pass right through the hands of Neely out of bounds. She immediately looks at Burke and says, "That's my bad. That was a good pass." And even from up here, we could see that. Almost halfway through quarter two, Warsaw 31, Mishawaka 14. And it will be Brew to throw it in. Brew spelled B-R-U-G-H. Long pass to the inbound. It's knocked away by Bricker, who just checked back in. Tipped by Peterson, grabbed by Bricker. Right side Neely underneath for Winchester for two more. Brooks' scoring has come down a little bit lately, and now the inbound pass almost stolen. Grabbed in the backcourt by Dawson. Winchester now with six, her average 12.5. Up the sideline, Schaefer, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Neely. Her second, out of bounds to Mishawaka, literally directly below us. Bergen in for Neely for the Lady Tigers. Baumgartner back into the game for Mishawaka, and Schaefer will take a seat. And it'll be Brew to throw it in. Phillips out near the timeline. Dribbling left, then back to the right, throws it out to Brew. Brew drives to the lane, lost the handle on it. Oh, it's rolling around loose. It's picked up by Dawson. We'll have a help ball, and the arrow is pointing towards Warsaw. 3:42 left to play in the half. Lady Tigers 33, Cavemen 14. Hanley back in, Brew out for Mishawaka. Thanks to Steve Scott back at the station for keeping us in line and getting us on the air. Villema, right wing. Out top to Bergen, to Bricker, who'll bring it out to the center circle. They're going to change the play. Mishawaka is in a 2-3 zone this trip. Peterson wide open, left side for three, in and out. Rebound, Bergen couldn't get to it, and Davidovich grabs it for Mishawaka. The way she shot it lately, you assume the ball's going in until you see differently, and I thought that one was going in. Hanley out top. Hands off for Phillips. Phillips picks up her dribble. Hands off to Hanley, who got run into by Peterson, and that's a blocking foul on Abby. If Abby plants her feet and gets run over, then that puts some doubt in the official's mind. That was an easy call for the official, who blew the whistle and called the foul on Peterson, who after contact kind of backed up, and it'll be out of bounds to Mishawaka. Winchester comes out. Egoff is in. And on the inbounds, Phillips into the corner. Ball knocked away. Peterson takes it away. Abby starts up the court. Now Davidovich gives her resistance. Up and left side, Bricker wide open. Left side three, in and out. And it's tip and grab by Peterson. Warsaw gets a reload. Bricker, right side to Egoff. Drives the foul line. Kicks it back to Bricker. Left side to Bergen. Bergen back out to Bricker. 2.5 minutes left to play here in the second quarter. Warsaw 33, Mishawaka 14. Left corner to Bergen against the zone defense. Now Bricker right back, Peterson. Left corner, three. There's a whistle, and there's going to be a foul called. Egoff got run into by Davidovich. She was setting the screen that freed up Abby to take that three-pointer. Zartman back in for Vilima. Davidovich with her first. That's four against Mishawaka. Warsaw's been called for six. Bricker to throw it in left baseline. In the left corner to Zartman. Up the sideline for Bricker. Bricker a couple dribbles, then back to Peterson. Bounces inside to Egoff, and Egoff traveled. Ava did a great job. Set up the screen that got Zartman open in the corner. Her girl then went out to the corner to guard it. There was nobody around it. Ava, and she didn't act like she was ready for that ball to come. And when it came, she was wide open, and she traveled because she was wide open. Schaefer across the line. Dribbles to the right off a Davidovich screen. Now Davidovich back with it. Now Schaefer. Schaefer to the top of the circle. Off a screen from Baumgartner. Finds some space down the left side. Floats up a runner. No good. Tipped by Bergen. Grabbed by Davidovich again. She missed that one. And again, the Lady Tigers watch the ball hit the floor. And Lenny Krebs is not at all happy. We'll have a held ball as Davidovich and Bergen get tied up. And this time the air belongs to Mishawaka. Egoff comes out. And we'll have a timeout taken by the Cavemen. 1:49 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw with the lead, 33-14. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The percussion section for the Mishawaka Band, entertaining people during the timeout. Mishawaka ball. Warsaw leading 33-14 with 1:49 left here in the first half. Inbounds pass comes out near midcourt. Schaefer comes out to get it at the volleyball line. She'll dribble right off a Dawson screen, then take it right in front of the Warsaw bench. Then the screen back to the middle. Warsaw will switch. Now they bounce it for Davidovich. Left side to Handley. Handley down deep for Davidovich off her hands, and she will not be able to save it. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. They had the making of a really good play there. Davidovich didn't curl immediately, and the pass surprised her just a little bit, and it went off her fingertips. So Warsaw by 19 brings the ball to our right. Zartman holding out on the right wing. Winchester left side to Bricker. Bricker looking for a backdoor lob. Mishawaka read it well. Zartman left corner out to Bricker on the wing. Out top to Peterson. Peterson drifts off to the right with it. Out top Zartman. Catch and shoot three. Good again. 4 3-pointers in the first half. 3 in this quarter. Warsaw, this Lady Tiger team has set the school record for 3-pointers in a season, and there's still a lot of season to go. 36-14, Warsaw. Dawson, pass deflected by Bricker, kicked out of bounds by Mishawaka. It's going to be Lady Tiger ball with 44 seconds to play in the half. Warsaw came in 1 3-point basket shy of the team record for 3-pointers in a season. They now own that record. Zartman with 4, Peterson with 3, or with 1, so 5 here. And again, for Zartman, 4 3-pointers, now 49 on the season. Lob back door, Bricker wide open for 2. You can't execute that lob back door any better than Warsaw just did. 38-14. Half-court trap on with 25 seconds left. Down the near sideline to Brew. Pass deflected to Handley. Right back to Brew. Lobbing inside. Good catch by Baumgartner. Shot off the bottom of the rim. No good. Rebound to Dawson. Now it's Brew. Out to Schaefer. Pull up 12-footer. Way long. Foul called against the Lady Tigers. Bricker is going to get this one. That's her second. And it should send Mishawaka to the line. Yeah, it's 1-1 on the 7th team foul. Lenny Krebs, his team's up by 24 with 8 seconds left in the half. However, he's not happy about one thing, and that's how many offensive rebounds Mishawaka has got, and the Lady Tigers have been punished that with second chance points. Free throw is up. Hold it. And it did not hit anything. Dawson is just a 25% free throw shooter. And as soon as she shot it, she started walking left because she knew that she'd missed everything. Peterson with 8 seconds. Off a screen. Down and deep. Good catch by Bergen. Too far into the basket to shoot. Vilima then threw it inside to Baumgartner. There wasn't a Lady Tiger within 15 feet of where that pass went. It is halftime here at the Cave. Warsaw 38, Mishawaka 14. First half scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at the famous Cave, which next basketball season will turn 100 years old. 38-14, Warsaw with the lead here at the intermission. First half scoring for Mishawaka. You had Kasia Davidovich, the leader, with 10. Asia Schaefer, their leading scorer, had 4. That's it. Just 14 points. Two girls scored in the first half of play. For Warsaw, Brooke Zartman's the leader. 4 three-pointers. She has 12 points. That gives her 49 for the season. She's now 11 away from the school record, tying Kelsey Fred's record for most three-pointers by an individual in a season. Abby Peterson also hit one. She had 8 first-half points. Alexis Neely, 2. Zoe Bergen, 2. Jocelyn Bricker, 6. Ava Egoff, 2. And Brooke Winchester finished with 6. Warsaw led it 20-8 after one. They outscored Mishawaka 18-6 in the second and lead here at halftime 38-14. We were never tied, and we've had no lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game as well, big time, 62-10 over Mishawaka, going 27 of 60 from the field for 46%, led in scoring by Braylee Chastain with 13 points and Kelsey Wren with 11. Again here at halftime at the Cave, Warsaw 38, Mishawaka 14. We'll give you the first half stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Cave, Warsaw 38, 14 leaders over Mishawaka. It's time for the first half stats. Those are brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. First half shooting numbers, Warsaw 16 of 29 from the field. That's 55%. An even 50% from three-point range, 5 out of 10. They're 1 of 1 at the free throw line. For Mishawaka, 7 of 19 from the field. That's 37%. 0 of 3 from beyond the arc. 0 of 1 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, or I'm sorry, to Mishawaka, 15 to 11. And that's because the Lady Tigers have been out-rebounded at their own end. Mishawaka with 9 offensive rebounds and Warsaw with only 4 defensive rebounds in the first half. Those were all Brooke Winchester's. Turnovers, again, the difference, as it has been pretty much every game all year. Warsaw with 7 in the first half and Mishawaka with 15 points. Individually, Abby Peterson, 3 of 5, 1 of 3 from the field, a free throw. She's got 8 points. Brooke Zartman, 4 of 6 from the field, 4 of 4 from three-point range, a rebound and 12 points to go along with an assist. Also in the first half, Brooke Winchester, 3 out of 5 from the field, missed her only three-point attempt, had 6 rebounds, 2 offensive, 4 defensive, for a total of 6 and also 3 assists. So she's having her best game in the last couple of weeks. It's pretty simple. Warsaw played a very good first quarter. They took care of business. It was not perfect, but it was very good. And the Lady Tigers have a 24-point lead because of it. And if they do this right, they'll be able to push this lead up over the 35-point threshold, and they'll be able to have a running clock, get out of here, get home in decent time, and get ready for Saturday when the Goshen Redhawks will come in, and it will be senior night, so our seniors will be honored in between the JV and the varsity games. And just so we're all clear on that, the JV game is scheduled to start at 6. However, the boys' JV game starts at 3, then there's the varsity game after that, so there could be some wiggle room in there. We've been told that the JV games won't start before 6, and then there'll be the senior night activities in between the JV and the varsity. 38-14, Warsaw with the lead, and they'll have the ball to start the third quarter of play when we come back after these messages on News Now Warsaw.